This is the story of the three little pigs. Once upon a time, there was a mother pig who had three little pigs. One day, she called the three little pigs around her.
My children, it is time for you to go out into the world and build houses for yourself. But take care that the wolf does not catch you.
The three little pigs set off. Soon they met a man carrying some straw.
Please, will you give me some straw? I want to build a house for myself.
Then the first little pig built himself a house of straw.
Now the wolf won't catch me and eat me.
The second and third little pigs continued along the road. Soon they met a man carrying some sticks.
Please, will you give me some sticks? I want to build a house for myself.
Then the second little pig built himself a house of sticks.
Now the wolf won't catch me and eat me.
The third little pig walked along the road and soon he met a man carrying some bricks.
Please, will you give me some bricks? I want to build a house for myself.
Then the third little pig built himself a house of bricks. It was a very strong house.
Now the wolf won't catch me and eat me.
The three little pigs had been so busy building their houses, they did not realise they were being watched. The next day, the wolf came along the road. He came to the house of straw, which the first little pig had built. The wolf knocked on the door.
Little pig, let me come in.
No, 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 not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. I will not let you in.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
So he huffed and he puffed. And he huffed and he puffed. The house of straw fell down, but the little pig ran away just in time to the house of sticks. The next day, the wolf walked further along the road. He came to the house of sticks, where the two little pigs now lived. The wolf knocked on the door.
Little pigs, let me come in.
No, 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 not by the hair of our chinny chin chin, we won't let you in.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
So he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed. The house of sticks fell down, but the two little pigs ran away just in time to the house built of bricks. The next day, the wolf walked further along the road. He came to the house of bricks, where now all three little pigs lived. The wolf knocked on the door.
Little pigs, let me come in.
No, 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 not by the hairs of our chinny chin chins, we won't let you in.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
So he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed. But the house of bricks did not fall down. The wolf was very angry. He thought of a clever plan.
Little pigs, I am going to eat you all up. I am going to climb down the chimney to get you.
The three little pigs were very clever and decided to put a big pot of water on the fire to boil. The wolf climbed up onto the roof and started to come down the chimney with his long tail leading the way. The tail was the first thing to touch the boiling water. In total surprise, The wolf shot out of the chimney and ran away, never to be seen again. And the three little pigs lived happily ever after.